This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Dr. Martin Tadlock joined the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, about 14 months ago as Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs. But in September, in the aftermath of the sudden departure of Sophia Wisneska, Tadlock was named Interim Regional Chancellor by USF System President Judy Genshaft. In the weeks since, the 63-year-old Tadlock has had to soothe some ruffled faculty while keeping USF St. Petersburg moving forward. We're joined this week on University Beat by Dr. Martin Tadlock. Dr. Tadlock, thank you for joining us.
It's a privilege to be here.
Well, Dr. Tadlock, in the aftermath of Hurricane Irma, you received the phone call from President Genshaft informing you of Sophia Wisneska's departure. I read reports that said at the time you were kind of struck speechless when she asked you to be interim regional chancellor. What was that moment like?
It was a 7 a.m. phone call, and it was on the only day during the entire semester I had decided to sleep in because I had put my home back together after the hurricane and was up late. So I was coming out of a sleep when the phone rang, and she was on the phone and asked if I was ready to step into the role of interim vice chancellor. It was a moment of silence for me to think about that, about 10 seconds of silence. Then I knew I needed to say yes, because what else could you say?
One of the things that also has been reported over the past few weeks is that some faculty, particularly senior faculty, kind of a little put off by how Sophia Wisneska's departure was handled. You've met with the faculty a few times. What are you saying to them? What do you have to say about their concerns?
What I've been saying are the same things I've been saying publicly, that a university is a collection of individuals that move an organization forward. We should be at least aware that President Genshaft had confidence in us as a campus when she asked me to serve. It's not about me personally, it's about us. It's about the collective we at the university. We have strong people here, we have good leadership, we have people in key positions that move the institution forward, we have plans, we have priorities. All of those things are in place because of the good people that work here.
Of course, one of the reasons that you were brought in as Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs was to put that master academic plan into place, get it moving forward, which is kind of a growth for the next 5 years of the campus of USF St. Petersburg. How is that plan moving along, and does any of the direction or the speed change with you now in this position?
No, nothing changes. The plan was really facilitated by me with faculty and staff across the campus and students' input as well. And the result of that plan are priorities that we feel we need to move on institutionally, such as becoming more experientially based. We want our students out in the community more. We want them in internships, volunteer opportunities we want them to have. We want them to engage more fully into the community. We also know we need more academic programs. So we have, I think it's 16 new majors planned for implementation over the next 5 years. So it's moving forward, and we don't intend to turn back on any of those.
There is this relationship between USF St. Petersburg, even though it is a separately accredited university, and USF Tampa and the system administration there. How do you balance that separate accreditation, independence, Pinellas County feeling with a, I don't want to use the term dictate from above, but control by a USF administration in Tampa, Hillsborough County?
I've been here 14 months, so I don't have a long history with this, but I can tell you that I've had nothing but support from those individuals that I've gone to in Tampa. And I think as a system, we are emerging and evolving. We're becoming more mature every single year. Don't forget, this is our first accreditation cycle, and we're only halfway through it. We just finished the five-year point. It takes universities 50 to 100 years to become mature as an independent, self-accredited or regionally accredited institution, and it takes a system a long time to become a fully functioning system. So I think we're just working through those issues of being young.
And also, as the campus ages and matures, as you say there, it's really trying to morph from the longtime reputation of being a commuter school, now two residence halls with plans for a third one. How moving forward with this master academic plan and these other efforts to get students more involved and more, less of commuters and more of permanent resident students, so to speak. How is that proceeding, and what do you see happening that will help that along?
Well, the new residence hall will double the number of beds, which means we will have much more affordable housing for our residential students who want to be residential and live here and be a part of the city of St. Petersburg while they're also a student here at USF St. Petersburg. We're also looking at things like club sports and increasing the level of availability of club sports, intramurals, a healthy lifestyles program. We're exploring athletics and eventually moving towards the implementation of athletics. We're looking at clubs and organizations we don't currently have that we might continue to build out and expand to accommodate those students that are becoming more residential. So we're excited about it. I think our student life programming has escalated dramatically over the past couple of years, and you're going to continue to see that grow.
And President Genschaft announced recently that a search for a full-time replacement won't begin until next August. That gives you a little bit of time to prove yourself in the position. Are you interested in the job full-time?
It's too soon to know.
I want to note that Dr. Tadlock shook his head a second time after saying that. Well, Dr. Martin Tadlock is the, for now, interim regional chancellor at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Again, thank you for joining us on University Beat.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the privilege.
You can hear more from my interview with Dr. Tadlock on our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.